Support for this program comes from Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
And you're listening to the history of R&B music in Minnesota.
It's the history of R&B in Minnesota.
Thank you.
777-9311 is the second track and lead single off of Time's second album, What Time Is It? Recorded for the album at Prince's home studio in 1982. The song was produced, arranged, composed, and performed by Prince, with Morris Day later adding his lead vocals. In 1981, Prince himself, a rising musical star, suggested that his three female friends, his girlfriend, Susan Moonsey, Boston native Brenda Bennett, and his personal assistant, Jamie Shupe, form a girl group that would be called The Hookers. Prince's vision was that the three women would perform in lingerie and sing sensual songs with lyrics about sex and fantasy.
Everybody, it's time to jam. wake me when you're done. I guess you'll be the only one having fun.
That's Nasty Girl from Vanity 6. Here's how they got their name. Prince met Denise Matthews, a nude model and Canadian B-movie actress, in January of 1982. Prince was so taken by Matthews' charisma that he decided she would be the perfect front woman for his Hookers project. With Matthews' arrival, Shoop was dropped in a flash. Now, Matthews was eventually renamed Vanity. Some versions of the name's origin have Prince suggesting that Matthews used the stage name V-A-G-I-N-A, which was pronounced Vagina. But she refused and renamed herself Vanity. With the new trio finalized, Prince renamed the group Vanity 6, the number representing the group breast count. In 1983, Vanity recorded a demo for a new song, Sex Shooter, and started reading for her lead role in Purple Rain opposite Prince. Prior to the shooting of the movie, Vanity abruptly decided to leave the Prince camp and relinquish her role in the film. Vanity was replaced in Purple Rain by Patricia Cotero, who would later use the stage name Apollonia. She also inherited the lead role in Vanity 6, which was renamed Apollonia 6, alongside Bennett and Moonzy. The new trio also recorded what would be their only album in 1984, but that album went on to outsell the Vanity 6 album, mainly on the strength of Cotero's newfound name and fame and this song, Sex Shooter.
Come on, kiss them.
six shooter. Blow me away.
Shooter was performed by Apollonia 6 in the film Purple Rain. Apollonia 6 had a fair chart run and is considered by many to be a viable part of the Minneapolis sound. Joining forces with Prince during the Purple Rain recording sessions was Sheila Escovedo, known by her stage name Sheila E. Prince met Sheila E. at a concert when she was performing with her father. After the show, he told her that he and his bassist were just fighting about which one of them would be the first to be her husband. He also prophetically vowed that one day she would join his band. She eventually did join and provided vocals on the B-side to Let's Go Crazy and Erotic City. Though taken under Prince's wing, Sheila E. proved to be a successful artist in her own right. And in 1984, she scored with this hit, The Glamorous Life.
She's got
one of the three albums Sheila E. recorded during the 80s? That's The Glamorous Life. Romance 1600 and Sheila E. were the other two. Sheila E. appeared in four films. Crush Groove with Run DMC, LL Cool J, and Blair Underwood. Prince's concert film, Sign of the Times, The Adventures of Ford Fairlane, and Chasing Poppy. The history of R&B music in Minnesota will return, so you keep it right here. Keep it locked.
It's the history of R&B in Minnesota.
That's it, that's it. Hold on.
It's the history of R&B in Minnesota. Minnesota.
Support for this program comes from Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.